Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, not too much to talk about today, right? How you doing? Man.
I say there's quite a lot, Bob. Oh,
I've been waiting all week to ask you about this. We heard about Moderna's test results showing that the currently authorized booster dose of 50 micrograms, half the dose given for primary immunization, increased the level of antibodies by 37. A full dose of 100 micrograms was even more powerful, raising antibody levels 83-fold. Like a lot of people, I got a Moderna booster. It's a half dose. So after the new study results now, should it be a full dose?
The calculation was made on the hope and prayer that that we weren't going to see a variant as significant as this Omicron is proving to be. The reality is that even with the 50% dosage from the Moderna, you still have a tremendous amount of various levels and different kinds of memory cells that focus on different parts of the spike. So what we're seeing in real life is that the third doses of Moderna are keeping people from hospitalizations and, of course, death. And that, of course, is the most important thing that we want a vaccine to do.
Are you and your colleagues thinking of changing the recommended time between the last dose of the vaccine and the booster?
So in humans, to get optimal amount of effect from a booster, you need about 3 to 4 months. That's what you need in order to, so that the cells that get the survival signals are the best ones. The memory cells that get the survival signals are the best ones and readiest to form the next population along with new naive cells that get stimulated. So 6 to 8 months was kind of a stretch there. 3 to 4 months is better. 4 months is actually ideal.
Four months.
We're definitely, yeah, that's exactly right.
And are you and the experts thinking of changing the recommendation for the number of days to quarantine after getting infected?
Well, yeah, we are looking at that very severely because with Omicron, we are seeing a shorter incubation period and a higher amount of baseline reproductive numbers. So, yeah, on the one hand. On the other hand, Bob, what's really interesting is folks like you that are fully vaccinated and boosted, while you can get infected and you can get sick, the amount of time that you have a high viral load to share is greatly reduced. So we're trying to study that and see exactly where we're gonna land in those recommendations. But you'll probably be able to, if you were to get infected, hopefully not, you'll probably be able to test out, you know, if you're negative, et cetera, sooner.
Now let's talk about those tests. Is this an accurate statement? The at-home tests are most useful when a person has symptoms. They're less accurate if you're asymptomatic?
Correct. The antigen test that you're referring to work best when someone has symptoms because unlike the polymerase chain reaction that amplifies the signal 30,000 times, you have to have just, it's whatever amount of protein you have that gets detected on the antigen test, and therefore it's by nature a lot less sensitive.
And all the tests are just sort of snapshots of a moment in time, aren't they?
Absolutely. So, you know, let me tell you, in our lab here in South Florida, case rates are incredibly high. And we look at, you know, when I get a sample and say somebody's sample is right at the borderline, if that person has never tested positive before and is now at that borderline and has a known exposure, I go ahead and call it a positive. I take that same value and somebody who is getting over the, you know, COVID and it's right there at the borderline, we might actually call it inconclusive or negative, depending on exactly where that value is. So we do take into consideration the, you know, the how the disease progresses in the natural history when we look at values. But most of the samples that are coming in have incredibly high viral loads. That's what we're noticing with the Omicron is people presenting with outrageously high viral loads. Now, we have a lot of athletes that we test, and we'll test them sequentially. And it's clear that these vaccinated people, first of all, are doing relatively well. They have milder symptoms because they're vaccinated, especially their vaccine and booster, and their viral load values go down very steeply, almost as steeply as they go up.
Let's get some listener questions. Dr. Marty, if I tested negative on a rapid and PCR yesterday after testing positive on a rapid Saturday, will it be safe for me to see my family for Christmas? My symptoms are gone.
So if you tested negative on a rapid only, is that what you're saying the second time?
Right. Rapid and PCR.
Oh, so you're okay. So in that setting, wear a mask just to be safe. These are your loved ones. You absolutely don't want to be responsible for somebody's severe disease, right? But go ahead and give them a hug and take a shower later. But you know, but in the meantime, it's okay. The thing is, don't have indoor dinners with them, right? If you're recently positive, you know, just give yourself and them a little buffer of protection there.
Couple of questions from listeners along the same lines, asking you to clear up the fact that the vaccines, the boosters, it's not a shield against infection. And people are asking you to reemphasize how important it is to mask up and keep socially distanced, correct?
Absolutely. They are absolutely right. The virus still gets into your system. If you're not wearing a mask, you can breathe it in, no problem. And depending on that, and that's why you want to mask up, because you want, if you get exposed, to have as low a dose as possible get into you, so that with your vaccine protection, the virus is not able to even colonize the upper airways. And then, so that's what keeps you safer. And then you subsequently are safer for others. So absolutely, masking up right now in congregate settings is, especially if you're indoors, is absolutely the right thing to do. And certainly if you're traveling public way.
One more quick one. Diane of Naperville emails us. Our sons both live out of state and are driving home. One son first spending Christmas at his in-laws before driving a few days later to have a Christmas gathering with us, his brother, and grandparents. My son's in-laws have been vaccinated, but he doesn't know if they've been boosted, nor if their two school-age grandsons have been vaccinated. He feels uncomfortable asking. And I guess the question here is, this person says, I'd really love to see my son, but I have a health condition, and the grandparents almost 90. Should we tell our in-law visiting son not to come?
So obviously it depends on the exact health condition that we're talking about here, and that's not clear. But if it isn't a severely immunocompromising condition that the elderly person has, have the son do a rapid test before he comes in contact with anyone else, and wear a mask when around them. If you can do that, you're okay. If you have a negative test and you're masked up, it's okay.
One more thing, Dr. Eileen Marty, please have a great Christmas. You deserve it. I hope you get a little break.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
You too, Bob. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in the new year. Be well.